My name is Alan Morse, and today we're going to have a teaching in Galatians. It's going to be verse by verse, and we're going to be starting at chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. So open your Bibles up now and get your pencils and papers out and get ready for a Bible study. Galatians chapter 3. It says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth? What's the truth? Now, we've done that many times. Ephesians 1:13, the truth is the gospel. Whenever Paul mentions truth, he's talking about the gospel. They do not obey the gospel, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been opened and set forth and crucified among you. These people have turning their back on the gospel, and this has been horribly hard on Paul. And he just can't hardly believe it. He says, this only, when I learned of you, verse 2, received ye the Spirit by the works of the law? Did you receive the Spirit of God by the works of the law? No. In Ephesians 1:13, it says, when you believed the gospel for your salvation, what happened? You were sealed with the Holy Spirit. Not from the law. You see, the Judaizers were coming to these people and telling them to add the law to their salvation, like being circumcised, like keeping the law. And that was not, that you just didn't do that. Paul said, it's not done. Christ will have no benefit for you if you do that, see. Have you received the Spirit of works of the law or by the of hearing of the faith? What's faith? It's always belief. And what's faith and belief? It's always by hearing the gospel, see? It's always gospel. Are you so foolish, verse 3, having begun in the Spirit, and are you now being made perfect by the flesh? You see, they had begun, as soon as you believe the gospel, you're filled with the Holy Spirit. That's Christ living in you, you see. And then he's going to take you and keep you until the time when Christ comes back or you die. He lives with you. He is never going to leave you. And he said, have you made perfect by the flesh? That means by doing works. You know, he said, you've got to be kidding me. It can't happen. It's only by the Spirit that lives in you, see. Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? Well, what is he talking about? Has he suffered so many things? Well, these people were abject pagans when he came there. They were all pagans. And obviously they were living in a culture of a pagan culture. And these people didn't believe in God, and they had their own gods. And when they left those other old gods, which meant nothing, and they went to the gospel, to Christ, obviously, they were persecuted. There's no doubt about that. You know, and he said, have you done that? Have you suffered so many things in vain? You know, by choosing something else? Wherefore, he, therefore, that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doth he by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith, or believing the gospel. Well, you know, he's trying to show them they couldn't have done it by the law. These people were ministers to them. He had other people ministering to them. It could have been Titus. It could have been Timothy. We don't know. But there was other people involved in this ministry also, and they did miracles with through faith in Christ. See, Jesus did them. Let's look at verses 6. It says, even as Abraham believed God, you see, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Do you notice what it says? Abraham believed God. It didn't say he didn't believe in God. He believed God. And you see, that's the same way with us. We're saved the same way. We believe Jesus. We don't believe in Jesus. We believe Jesus. When Jesus told us to believe the gospel for our salvation, he did it through Paul. Paul says, I didn't get this gospel from man. Remember that? Galatians, we're just back there, Galatians 1:11. He says, I didn't get it from man. I got it from the risen Savior, from Jesus Christ, a revelation of Jesus Christ. So when Jesus tells us to believe the gospel, we're saved. And we believe Jesus when he tells us to do something. Abraham was believed God, and he was counted for righteousness. It says, know you therefore that they who are of the faith, the same are the sons of Abraham. You see, if you're in the faith, we're talking about believing the gospel, see. We are the same as the sons of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeth that God would justify the Gentiles through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. How was that going to happen? Because his seed was going to be Jesus Christ, see. He was in the lineage of Abraham. It was his seed, and Christ is going to bless the world. He gives salvation to the whole world. See, he died for the sins of everybody from Adam to the last person on this earth. He's paid the sin debt for the whole world, for everybody. All the sins of everybody in this world was put on Christ on the cross. Every one of them. That's why God had to turn his back on him, because he couldn't look on sin. And that's why Jesus said, why hast thou forsaken me? Why did you turn your back on me, God? And he, you know, obviously the reason why was because he was carrying all the sins of the world. He paid every sin that is ever committed in this world. And God accepted it. How did he prove he accepted it? He raised him from the dead. He raised him from the dead. You see, and Jesus was the seed of Abraham, and Jesus paid the sin debt for the world. And all he asks you to do is believe it. Believe what he did. That's the gospel, that Christ died for your sins, that he was buried, and he rose from the dead. That's all he asks you to do, and he takes it from there. And what does he do? He fills you with the Holy Spirit. And when you got God living in you, you're a whole new creation. All things have changed in your life. All things have passed away, and all things have become new. And it's because of what Jesus does in your life. And he lives with you. That's why we don't need the law. That's why we don't need rules and regulations. We've got God living in us, and he's never going to point us to sin. Wow, this is wonderful. Look, verse 9. So when they who are of faith way, that means when we believe the gospel, we are blessed with faithful Abraham too. We have the same faith, and we have faith in what Christ did on that cross. Now let's go to verse 10. For as many that are in the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law, to do them. See? But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. And it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Faith in what? Faith in the gospel. That's salvation. We live by faith to what Christ did on that cross. Because what he did on that cross is what saved us, see. And that's how we live. And Jesus then lives in us. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit. And the law is not of faith, but the man who doeth them shall live in them. In other words, you don't have much choice, and nobody can keep the law. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, chapter 19, and let's look at verses 16, Matthew chapter 19, verses 16. It says, and behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. Think about that. There was no person on this earth that was good except God. See, that's why no person on this earth could ever go to heaven. Because in heaven, you have to be perfect. Do you know that from Adam all the way up to Jesus, before Jesus died on that cross, everyone, all the main patriarchs of the Old Testament, all of them, Adam and Noah and Moses and David and Isaiah and Ezekiel and Daniel, all of them, Abraham, all of these people, when they died, they didn't go to heaven. They couldn't. They went to paradise. Now, paradise wasn't hell, but it sure wasn't heaven. They couldn't go until the sin debt was paid, because there was no one good except God. And only God accepts perfection in heaven. And the only way you can have perfection, you have to be sin-free. But when Jesus died on that cross to pay for our sins, He covered our sins totally and did away with them. And then we can stand before God perfect, every person that believes the gospel. I didn't say believe in Jesus. I said believe the gospel, that Jesus died for your sins, that He was buried, and He rose from the dead. Now let's go on. Verse 17, it says, but if thou wilt enter into life, He said, keep the commandments. Now listen to what He says. He said to them, which Jesus? And then He said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And the young man said unto Him, all these things I have kept from my youth up. What lack I? And Jesus said to him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell what thou hast, and give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. Now, just for time's sake, let's go to 25. And the disciples heard it, and they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them, and said unto them, with man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. At that time, no one could be saved. No one could be saved. Jesus had to go to the cross, and He knew He was, and He was just a few days from it. But He said, with God, everything is possible. And it was what He did on that cross is what saved them. You see, they all believed in Jesus. The disciples believed in Jesus. Abraham believed in Jesus. They believed God. They believed in God. But they couldn't go to heaven because the sin debt wasn't taken care of. And because what Jesus did on that cross is how we are saved. And that's how everybody was saved. Because you know, when Jesus went down in the tomb after He was dead, His soul and spirit went down into paradise and told these people that He has paid the sin debt now. He has paid for their sins, and He was able to take them on up to heaven. And from now on, when a person dies and believes the gospel for their salvation, they're going to go directly to heaven. Directly to heaven. And you don't believe the gospel for your salvation, you're going directly to hell. That's just that simple. And that's what's taught in the scriptures. Let's go back to our text in Galatians. I should have left it marked. I'm not very good at it. I keep changing. And let's see. We're looking at... where was I? Yes. Okay. Now we're starting 13. In 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. See? He has redeemed us. Only He could do that, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that is hanged on a tree. Let's look at this. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 21:18. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and then Deuteronomy. First part of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 21. And let's look at 18. It says, if a man hath a stubborn and rebellious son, who shall not obey the voice of his father, or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, will not hearken unto him, to them. Then shall his father and his mother lay hold of him, and bring him out unto the elders of the city, and into the gates of his place. And they shall say unto the elders of the city, This our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of the city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shall thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. And if a man hath committed his sin worthy of death, and he be put to death, and thou hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain on the tree, upon the tree, but thou shalt surely bury him that day, for he who hangs is accursed by God. And the land will not be defiled with the Lord thy giveth thee for an inheritance. And so, when a person that hangeth on a tree is accursed by God. Well, that's exactly what Jesus did. He was hung on a tree, and he was accursed for God because of us, because of our sin. He was accursed to everyone that hangeth on a tree. Jesus was accursed because of our sins. That the blessings of Abraham might, verse 14, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promises of the Spirit through faith. See, that's what he did, that Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Faith in what? Faith in the gospel. Ephesians 1:13, we're sealed with the Holy Spirit when we believe the gospel. Brethren, verse 15, I speak after the manner of men, though it be put to man's covenant, yet if it is affirmed, no man annulleth it or addeth to it. This is the Abrahamic covenant. Nobody annuls it or adds to it. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not to the seeds, but as of many, but of the Son, of the One, which is Christ Jesus, which is Christ. See, that was the seed that we were talking about, Jesus. You see, and through the Isaac and Jacob, this is the seed that we're talking about, Jesus Christ, and that's what, of course, Christ is our Redeemer. He's the one who paid our sins on the cross. Let's look at verses 17. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before by God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot annul, to make the promises of no effect. In other words, the law cannot make the promises of the covenant no effect. That means the law cannot be added to this covenant to make it no effect. It can't do it. And that's what they were trying to do. They were adding law to the cross. They were adding law to the gospel, and it can't be done. For if the inheritance of the law, it is no more of a promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. He gave it to Abraham by promise, so it can't be annulled by the law. It says, therefore then, severeth the law, for it was added because of transgressions. You see, the law came about on the people because of their transgressions, because of their sins, till the seed should come, until Christ should come, in whom the promise was made, see. And it was ordained by the angels in the hand of a mediator. And that mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Verse 21, is the law then against the promise of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the scriptures have not concluded all under sin, and that the promise of faith of Jesus Christ, what's the faith of Jesus Christ? The gospel might be given to them that believe. See, believe what? The gospel. Believe the gospel. Verse 23, but before faith came, we were kept under the law. See, before the faith came, or Christ died on that cross, we were kept under law, shut up unto the faith. The faith, which should afterwards be revealed. And it was. There, wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster. See, it was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we may be justified by faith. See, how are we justified? By faith. What's faith? The gospel. By believing that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, and he rose from the dead. That's what brought us salvation. See, but after faith, after the faith way, believing the gospel is come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster. What's the schoolmaster? We just heard the law. See, we're not under the law. We're under grace. Grace is unmerited favor. It's what Christ did for us. See, on that cross, to pay for our sins. Verse 26, for you are not sons, for you are all the sons of God by faith in Christ Jesus. It's our faith in him that he died on that cross for us. It's always that, Paul says. And as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. What is he talking about, baptized in Christ? There's no water in this. This is the Holy Spirit. When we believe the gospel, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. We're baptized by the Holy Spirit, engulfed by the Holy Spirit. That's the word they used. And we were totally covered by the Holy Spirit, and we put on Christ. It says, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. See, we're all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. You see, Abraham's seed. And this is what Paul was trying to tell them. Tell these people, we are Abraham's seed. See, when you believe the gospel, Abraham's seed was Jesus. And Jesus is the one who provided the gospel. He told Paul to give us the gospel, that Christ died for your sins, and that he was buried, and he rose from the dead. And that's salvation for the church today. And this is what he told the Galatians. But we're seeing here, and it's heartbreaking for Paul, we're seeing here that the Judaizers were Jews that believed that Jesus was the Messiah, and that they could come into these churches and they'd say, yes, we believe in Jesus too, and you believe in Jesus, but in order for you truly to be saved, you've got to keep the law. You've got to be circumcised. And who knows else what they told them. We don't know exactly, but I can imagine, you know, because all Judaism, they had over 600 and some different laws. They probably told them that your body ought to meet on the Sabbath, you see. They said your body ought to be involved in the feast days and in sacrifices and all those things too. We don't know that, but it's very obvious that it could have. They were doing everything to pervert this gospel that Paul had given them. Because our salvation isn't based on what we do, it's who we put our trust in, and that is the cross. You see, what we put our trust in and who we put our trust in. Jesus died on that cross to pay for our sins, that we might totally have eternal life and be sealed with the Holy Spirit. And there's no place you can get the Holy Spirit unless you believe the gospel. And you cannot be saved unless you believe the gospel. And if you don't have, and you can't, and if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're not saved. You look in Romans chapter, let's turn to it. Romans chapter 8. Turn to Romans chapter 8. And let's look at verses 9. Romans chapter 8, verses 9. It says, but ye are not in the flesh. That's when you believe the gospel, you're filled with the Holy Spirit, so you're not of the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you, do you truly believe the gospel? It says, now, if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Think about that. He is none of his. So, you people, let's turn to 2 Corinthians. And, 2 Corinthians chapter 13. And I want you to do this. We only got a minute, but you do this. Turn to verse 5. 2 Corinthians 13, verses 5. It says, examine yourself whether you are in the faith. Prove yourself. Know ye yourself how Jesus Christ is in you? Do you truly know that Christ is living? Is Christ living in you? You see, if Christ isn't living in you, what does it say? Unless you're discredited. And I give this examination, I give it to everybody. Is Christ living in you? If you're not, if he isn't, you're discredited. If you don't have the Spirit of God living in you, you're not saved. And and the only way you can get the Spirit is Ephesians 1:13, when you believe the gospel for your salvation. Then you're sealed with the Holy Spirit. We better shut down now, and we're going to start in again. But let's have a prayer. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your word. And we just pray that everybody that hear this word, that they would come to the knowledge of truth through the gospel. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.